Hi, welcome back to the Hi Brother, Hi Sister podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to do the introduction. How dare you?
Well, you are taking forever, and
I'm sorry. That was a big hit, but I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure
Welcome back to the Hi Brother, Hi Sister podcast. Oh my God. We missed y'all. Sorry we didn't do anything last week. We had a lot of shit going on. Well, we just couldn't figure out the time frame.
That I was think the problem. You worked.
No, we had time, but.
Oh, we had Friendsgiving on Saturday. So you work, you work Friday night because so that you could be off Saturday.
No, I worked Friday. Oh, you did work Saturday. I worked Friday.
No, didn't you have a soccer game? Wasn't there a soccer game?
Oh, you had a soccer game Friday. Yeah.
One of the girls had a soccer game.
Had a soccer game Friday and then had to go to work all day that day. Had a lot of shit going on. And then we had Friendsgiving that same day, which allowed me to cook what I needed to cook for the Friendsgiving, which I made the turkeys for them, and the turkeys came out awesome.
Amazing.
According.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. We got to pause. Mom's calling. Hold on.
No, put her on. Can I don't know.
Let's see.
Oh, sorry about that. We tried to see if we could actually get her in on the podcast from the phone, but, you know.
If she would have called you, that would have been better.
Yeah, that would have been better. That would have been better.
We could have had her. Oh, we should have. Well, we could have her call back.
No, we're not going to have her call back. That's already ruined it. That ruined that bit right there where she's going to yell at us, be like, you owe me money for the pot, blah, blah, blah. And yes, we do gamble. We are in squares, and there's nothing wrong with squares.
No, we've been doing it forever.
Oh, yeah, and these are little squares, too. I think these, what, 75 or 100 square?
This one is 75, and 75? I think Super Bowl is 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many you got?
This one, Super Bowl. No, wait, which one? Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. We're not a Super Bowl. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Two. I got two for Thanksgiving and three for Super Bowl.
Already?
Mm-hmm. I already chose mine.
You choose your spot, but you don't know what numbers you're going to get.
Well, obviously. Well, you don't
know. So why would you choose a spot?
Well, what I'm saying is I have three squares. I already, I have,
okay, yeah,
you, I already
yeah,
have
you,
it
you,
out there.
You have it out there,
I have it.
You don't know
what I don't know what my numbers
you get, like, you
do you
get,
have
like,
your numbers for Thanksgiving?
No, I don't, which I'm fucking asking for money, but you don't have my numbers yet. Makes no sense. But no, we're good though. Just no, sell. But
we'll sell her.
Back to... We're talking
what
about.
We were doing we were super busy last week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hold
we
on.
Had
Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Friendsgiving, which it was so funny because we had it at our friend's house who they smoke all the time, and you're able to smoke in their house and shit. But what I love about their house is when you first go, it doesn't even smell like weed.
It smells like weed until we get there.
Until you open the door after people are there. But there was one pregnant person there. And everyone was super respectful. You know, we went outside and we completely forgot that she was pregnant because she doesn't look pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant. She's super tiny. And then so when you see her, she's sitting at the table, you just can't tell. And so even I forgot. I was like, hey, how come we're not lighting up? And they're like, hello, she's pregnant. I was like, oh shit, completely forgot. And then, so we had our, you know, we ate and we said what we were thankful for. And, I forgot our pumpkins. I was going to read them on the podcast. Our pumpkins and I know, but Chata wrote one for you. I forgot.
Why? It's probably all completely not me. So I don't know why she wrote that.
Why? Huh? You're saying you
the
don't.
Matter of fact, that her.
You don't.
Now she bring
agree
her up,
with
now she
what
bring
your
up,
wife says.
She was like, give me shit because I was rolling up. Like, we got there. Say hi to everyone, blah, blah, blah. And I sat down at the table and stuff. And I was all like, man, I need to roll up because I didn't roll up before I went.
Neither did I.
And fucking so I was busting on my shit. Boom, boom, boom. It's my boy's pad.
Why is she getting mad?
Oh, because. Well, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
So she didn't get mad. She was just like, yo, what are you doing? But so get there, shake hands with her. I see my boy. Is this pad and his wife and stuff like that. Talk to her. Love her too.
Yeah.
Great people. And they smoke, like we said, you know, they smoke.
What's so funny is they're 10 years, the wife is 10 years younger than me, but we, and, you know, the husband is
10 years younger than me too.
And we get along so well. And it's not just because we smoke. It's just, we have a lot in common with them and they're intertwined with our family.
Yeah.
But they're just in general good people, but go ahead.
All right. So back to my story.
Sorry.
I really interrupted
the
whole montage. Okay, so get there, say hi to everyone, blah, blah, blah. It's my homeboy's pad, you know, homegirl's pad, you know, I'm like, cool, you know, we smoking it all the time. So I sit down, blah, blah, blah.
Let's set the scene. They put out tables because they put out tables.
Obviously, there are tables. I'm not just
some
gonna,
people
like,
may not know they made a big long table in their living room. So it wasn't just like one table and that was it. There was probably 15 chairs on one side and 15 chairs on the
but
other
had
side.
There been one table and if I was able to take a seat,
you
I still
would have done
rolled
it anyways.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm just trying to set the scene.
So sitting there, they're across from us and, you know, say hi to everyone, talking bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And so I start to break out my weed, start fucking grinding shit up because I'm rolling a fucking Philly Titan. Because, you know, fuck it, it's Friendsgiving. Why not have a good time? Philly Titan.
Yeah.
So
everyone took that
I'm rolling
shit.
It. Wifey all of a sudden's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Just rolling up some weed. What's the problem? It's like, this is a pregnant lady right there. I was all like, but I'm not smoking. I'm just rolling up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too bad. Like, I don't understand the problem right now.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, well, that's not right. I was like, in my head, I'm like, it's my boy's pad. Like,
well, it's not that it's my you're not smoking.
Yeah, I'm not smoking. That too. But at the same time, like, it's my boy's pad. Like, if I wasn't like, if I couldn't do this, then I wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to someone's house that I know.
Well, let me
smoke,
ask. Yes.
Like,
but let me ask.
Roll up.
Yes. But let me ask. Because I love them too, that couple. If her husband, who is sheriff.
No, cool with it.
Would have said.
Cool with it.
But if he would have said, hey, do you think that, you know, you can wait till we take off? We're going to leave in like 30 minutes. Would you have been like, oh, yeah, cool. Or would you have been like.
No, yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean.
We're super respectful in that way. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I don't want people to think we're just jerks and we just come in and we don't care.
No. I mean, I would never do that at someone's house that doesn't smoke or anything. Hey, give me a fucking magazine. Let me roll up.
I ask permission. Like,
if they say, how about this, bro? Like, go to the back room and do it. But I bet.
Yeah.
Cool. Go to the back room. But
even our sister, I would ask permission.
Yeah. So.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, my boy's pad, you know, do it all the time. And, like, even him, too, at the same time, like, I was all, like, telling the wifey, I was like, I'm not smoking. Like, she can't get anything from it. It's not going to harm her.
Yeah.
And then he's all like, yeah. Like, it's not going to hurt. Like,
her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Yeah, he's completely. Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, she's like, secondhand smoke. Like, there's no smoke coming out. What do you mean secondhand smoke?
Are you, how fast are you grinding? Like.
Plus also that, too, at the same time, I would never smoke in front of a pregnant woman, whether it's.
No.
Whether it's a cigarette
you wouldn't even
or a
smoke,
joint.
Right. And
I go around the situation.
You, even if it's we're all together, if we're out or whatever, like if we're at the beach, which we did a summer trip, and the kids were there, you walked away from the kids.
Yeah,
you know? That's what I'm saying. So you are very respectful in that way. You don't smoke, you know, and right in front of them.
No. Never do
so
that shit.
You are very respectful in that way. I will give you credit.
Plus, I also don't smoke when I go to work. I don't. That's my thing. I can't do that. I got to deal with so much shit.
Are you talking about smoking cigarettes or smoking weed?
Smoking weed.
Oh. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be high either.
Once I get out of work, fucking, it doesn't matter. But not at work. I can't. I've done it before, and I used to do it, and I didn't like it. Because when I had to speak to someone, I was like, fuck, they're going to think I'm high. That was my
because you were high.
Thing. Yeah, because I was high.
Yeah.
And then, like, talking to them, I'm like, man, I hope I'm saying the right things correctly. I hope they're not hearing me wrong because, like, my whole head's fucking with me.
Yeah.
But, nah. And then, nah, so we had Thanksgiving and everything was great. Food was good.
It was so much fun.
I know.
But as soon as she left, you saw, I don't know, how many lighters and joints and pipes and everything went off. I don't know. There were like five people who like lit up. It was crazy. Within 2 minutes, that entire house was filled.
Yeah, it pretty much was.
But.
Well, then again, I did spark that blunt.
Yes.
That blunt was fucking hitting good, too. I still have the roach, too. The roach is fucking nice.
Yeah.
Keeping that bitch in case hard times.
What? Hello, I added a little something to that.
Oh, yeah. I know. I appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate that. But still had that roach.
Yes. And then Sunday, I know we were trying to record Sunday, but we were supposed to go to the flea market.
Yes, we're supposed to go to the flea
market. But I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened that day.
Oh, fucking.
What happened Sunday?
The sister called for a dinner.
Oh, yes. We went to dinner. That's right. I forgot.
I wasn't able to make it. I was taking care of things at the house.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of shit. Get things cleaned up around here. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I was kind of looking forward to going to Lapu. I was kind of upset. I was like, yeah. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
And then fucking homeboy had to go to work the next day, too. Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? Because we were all talking about it all night. Like, we're going. And then got that motherfucker fucked up. That motherfucker walked around, like, I don't know how many times hitting how much. He's hardly been smoking.
No, I think he took a gummy.
Oh, did he?
Uh-huh. I think that gummy
plus
hit.
Plus his fucking shots of tequila. He loves that shit.
Yes, I know.
He does have a good one, though. That one tastes like a spicy chamoy or spicy, like, candy. Like, well, that one's pretty good.
I took that one because no one wanted it. It had been sitting there.
Oh, like, that was probably mine. I didn't want one at the time, though.
Oh, okay. And everyone's like, I don't know.
Pretty good. Like, so I did not want to, like...
Go overboard. Even though you weren't driving.
Yeah, even though I wasn't driving.
But, so I was like... So I smelled it, and I was like, it doesn't smell awful. Because I don't do vodka. I only really do tequila, whiskey.
It was tequila.
Yeah, but was it?
Yeah.
Okay. It was the chamoy one. I was not expecting chamoy, and I don't do well with that kind of stuff. Not anymore. I'm like, oh my gosh, so sour, but it was good. So
yeah,
I had two shots. I only had two shots, which was good. And I told myself, we know this is a shot crowd, and I told myself I'm not going to do any shots. I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to be rude.
I'll do it with him every once in a while. Every once in a while, I'll do it.
With some people,
I'm like, all right, bro, I'll do one, but yeah. Like, leave me alone after that.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
They don't say, let's do the other one. I'm like, no, bro, because I'm going to be fucking
out.
Not out, just like fucked up, but still awake at the same time.
Crossfaded?
Super crossfaded and like stumbling, and I'll be incoherent, but like, I can sit there and watch TV the whole time. And maybe I fall asleep. But I'll probably get up and like start eating and shit like that.
You're like zoned out.
Yeah, I just zoned the fuck out when I get to that point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like almost like not really blacked out, but maybe blacked out. But you're like just zoned. Just stare ahead. And I'm like, whatever's behind me, I don't hear it no more. I just watch TV.
I've gotten like that too, where I'm just focused on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I like to, it's me when I know I have a lot of things to get done around the house. It keeps me, I get focused when I just like smoke and I'm focused and I am cleaning. I'm a little busy bee all around the house, getting everything done.
I'm telling you, we got to do the mushrooms.
I'm not opposed. I am not. Told you I would. I just
give me a weekend
in a contained environment.
We could be in a contained environment.
Okay, I got to think of a weekend. Maybe around Christmas time.
We can even, like...
We're not leaving for Christmas.
We can even be more comfortable where, like, we do to your house.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no kids.
No kids.
No kids.
And lock all the fucking guns away. That's what I do. I mean, I know, like, mentally, like, I know I'm not going to go get it. But I tell myself at the same time, like, no, put them away.
You just don't know.
Put them away.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not going to go get them, but put them away.
Well, we have the safe. Everything is put away.
Just lock everything up, fucking, and then lock the door, and then we'll just.
Everyone's like, just gonna camp out in the living room because
we can walk outside too in the backyard.
Well, the safe's in the closet.
Okay, well, fucking lock your fucking your door to your room.
Yeah, but we know how to unlock it.
You're not gonna know how to unlock it when you're on shrooms. You're gonna be too fucking.
There's no reason for us to even need to get anything.
You're
either way, they
that?
Would. They would be in the. They're in the safe.
If anything, too. You buy like some air mattresses, so we're like at the point where it's like you're like done, you just want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just poof, crash.
Yeah, honestly, I don't mind doing that. I can do that. No kids, everything. Oh, let's hope we don't like jump over my deck. Oh my gosh.
No.
We gotta lock all the doors.
No. You like no.
Okay.
But like, you'd want to go outside at the same time, like just like.
What scares me is stairs because I have the patio and then I have two stairs down to the deck. And then if I would like to go to
stairs at my house in steps. So
okay.
I can.
You can. But the first time.
The thing is like sometimes like.
For me, first time.
I know.
Who knows how I would respond.
So first time microdosing for you? Yeah. We can microdose at the same time.
Yeah.
We can microdose up to like 3 grams.
I want to start like teeny tiny a little bit. How long does it usually take effect? Or when? Yeah, how long?
It depends.
Okay, well, for how long?
You might want to also like have a couple drinks too at the same time.
No, I don't want to drink.
No, you'll be balanced out.
No, I don't.
Just in case you like start to freak out, like you'll be like, it'll balance you.
Drinking? Okay, why wouldn't smoking and shrooms balance you out?
Because I feel all like three shrooms, at the same time.
No. I feel like that's just a disaster waiting to happen.
That is not a disaster.
Because because alcohol is a downer, right? Are shrooms like an upper?
No, but like.
And isn't weed like a downer?
Depending on what kind of weed you get.
Indica is usually an upper.
It's a downer.
Indica?
Yeah.
No, sativa is the upper.
Yeah.
Indica is the downer. So
they really don't work for me like that.
No.
You just like balance them out. Mm-hmm. And just have a good trip.
Okay. I don't know. What I would probably do, because I would want to see what it's like sober, like not smoking, not drinking. What is it like sober? And I'm like, okay, if it's really nothing, I would more than likely want to take more shrooms and still not drink, not smoke. I want to know what it's like doing shrooms completely sober. And then next time I can be like, you know what? Hey, I did fine. And I'm going to start the same way. I'm going to add a drink. Oh, I don't feel anything. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I would do it.
But at the same time, like.
Now we're up to multiple weekends.
So now we got levels.
We have
just straight shrooms.
Yeah.
Then we have shrooms and beer or whatever you drink.
Yeah.
And then we have.
I would probably do a lesser percent because the drinks weed. I usually get are 8%. I would do 5% the drink I get. Maybe no weed or like no smoking. You know what I mean? Like I would like to test it out. Well, I would want to do one or the other. I would do the shrooms and I would decide, do I want to drink or do I want to smoke? I don't want to do both because I don't know what it's like, because I know what I'm like when I drink and smoke and if I overdo it, and I don't want to do that. I want to be like well balanced out. I want to be well enough to know.
So I guess we'll microdose.
I want to be more aware.
We'll microdose it today.
Okay. Because I've never done shrooms. I got to be careful. Yeah,
we'll microdose it today.
Wait, today?
No.
Oh.
Today.
Oh.
Like we'll figure it out what time we start.
All this burping. I'm not taking this out, but go ahead.
Oh, that was a good one. Sorry.
That's
okay.
So gross.
What we do. What's wrong with a burp? People have to burp.
But that was juicy. No, I don't. That's gross.
That was juicy. What do you mean juicy?
Like your sneezes, loud and juicy. Like.
So your farts are loud and juicy?
My farts? Who farts? No. Ladies don't fart.
Shut up. Y'all are the worst.
Go ahead.
All right. So we start off early then. We start off at
But that's what I'm trying to ask you.
We start off at like.
But how? Okay,
we eat breakfast because if you take it on an empty stomach, like, you know, just like the same thing doing. I don't know. I haven't tried it on an empty stomach. Now I think about it.
I would feel like it might be important to eat. So back to my original question is how long does it take for you to feel an effect?
Depends. Like also how much you eat and
right. Okay, so what is the quickest for you?
Every time I've ever done it is like I've always taken like at least 3 grams.
Okay, and
or how, 3.5.
Okay, how long does it take? Is it like an edible where it takes 30 to 45 minutes, or is it quicker?
Maybe like 30 minutes.
Oh man, I'd be like, oh, watching the clock.
Yeah.
Oh,
You'll know when like you'll feel it. I think we have a couple of shit.
I would say when the kids are out of school, because we have that 2 week break, or basically they have 3 weekends, I guess. So we have 3 weekends we can do a Saturday or a Sunday, however, maybe a Saturday, but that depends on you.
We can send the kids here and they can all stay here.
Yeah, but your take work care schedule?
Of each other. Don't worry about that. Okay. I will do this for this whole entire.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we have to run this by your wife. she's gonna be like, "You're stupid." She'll be like, "Y'all are stupid."
She'll just beat her like watches.
Yeah. I need adults there. I don't know.
Oh, dude, we got it.
We need some adults.
We can get like a bunch of people with us.
I don't know. I don't know. What does shrooms do?
Like, they make you feel really good.
Yeah, and but then, like, I don't want someone to freak out. Yeah, but I don't want someone to freak out and something happens and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I get sued. I think the worst, you know? So that's what I'm afraid of is if I don't know what
I'm saying. Like I'm going to your house to like be more comfortable because like, I've done them here every time. Here.
I know that. But what I'm saying is now you're inviting other people, which other people maybe if they have done it, then I'd be like, yeah, but what if they haven't? What do you do with bath salts?
You don't know about bath salts?
No.
Wow. What is wrong with you? Your daughter could be smoking bath salts.
Excuse me?
That could be a bad thing. And you don't even know that?
I would know if my child is doing something.
Yeah. It'd be cannibal.
I would. First off, we don't have bath salts in our house.
Smoking bath salts.
Are my kids any of those things?
No.
Okay, then.
I don't know about bath salts.
Why would I not know that? I'll have to. I will research.
Do you realize that, like,
I know that I do tell my son not to be taking any sort of candy, medicine,
listen
nothing.
Out for like little things that they say. Because, you know, this generation, they have a little new slang.
Yeah. Well, she's only seven.
I know she's seven, okay. But you also have Xavier.
Xavier doesn't talk like any of that.
Oh, okay, I know that. But you also have the older one, which can kind of bring it back.
Yeah, but
little
she
things.
Doesn't talk
and
like
little
any.
Things.
Yeah, but. I mean, we'll see. I'm not really worried about the bath salt in my house. I'll research that, but I'm not really worried.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
But I'll look into that. What are we talking about? Shrooms. That's right. Okay.
We're not going to have a...
We'll talk about... Things
that happen
on if we're going to do something, it'll be like BYOM. Bring your own mattress.
So when you want to go to sleep.
And wherever...
Dude, I have like...
My house is huge.
Dude,
so
I was so fucked up that like I had to like go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And like I went to like go lay down and like I was literally like rolling around the blanket and it felt so good.
Oh my God.
And then I got back out of it.
And then, like, came back I can't imagine.
And like chilled.
That's what I don't know. Okay.
Like I was literally like laying out here in the driveway and saw myself. Above me, it was fucking weird.
Oh my god!
It was awesome.
Well, that okay, maybe okay.
And I didn't freak out because I was all like just laying there. I was like, "Wow,
okay.
Is that me right there?
Is that me? You're a hello me."
Yeah, pretty much. And then the sun was over there on his own thing. Oh, that motherfucker was stupid. He went to go play basketball.
Oh, he was out here with you.
Yeah.
Oh
no,
my
he
god.
Took him with me.
Oh my.
He was gonna play basketball before.
He's like woo woo woo.
Yeah,
he said
he was like tripping him out, but like the thing that kind of spooked out the most was that when he was walking back to their house, and I was standing outside like watching, like looking at the lights, like I saw him walking up, and like I saw his like big ass shadow. I was all like, "Damn, that's a big ass fucking shadow." And he came back. He's all like, "Yeah, they kicked in there, played pretty good." But walking back home kind of scared me because there's this big shadow behind me. I was like, yeah, I know. I saw it.
What?
It was just his shadow, but like it was just.
Oh, it was his shadow.
Yeah, just extended.
Because
we were fucking.
Y'all were both. That's actually kind of funny. Well, I'm really.
You might think like, how's it funny? How did he see a shadow? But like, I don't know how I see it. I don't know how he saw a shadow, but you know, he was tripping.
He was, yeah.
And then we just sat here and just.
Chill. Okay, I'm willing to micro, and then maybe we would record. Be like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to figure that out. Like I said, in December we have a couple of weekends where there's no school, and we don't really have to worry about the kids. You know.
That is true.
Yeah. So that'll be good. We'll do
yes.
that. What
yes.
was I gonna tell you? What else?
Is that oh. It? So. My dog passed away.
Yes, that's right. Your dog passed away. I'm sorry.
My Apollo.
in a previous podcast, we spoke about him. He's his, like, he was muscular. Chihuahua.
Jacked up Chihuahua.
Yeah. Crazy. Looked like he did little weights. He's like, boop, 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 boop. He had these big old chest muscles, you know? It was crazy. This little calf I don't get. That dog was big.
For a Chihuahua?
For a Chihuahua, he was
pretty fucking muscular.
Yes, he was.
I don't know how the fuck he did that.
Doing push-ups or something. When did he die?
A couple days ago. I was at work, and we were having our Thanksgiving potluck, and I was leaving, and then they call me, and they're like, yeah, Apollo's not looking good. I said, what do you mean he's not looking good?
The girls called you.
Well, the wife called me.
Oh.
Wife called me. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the girls in the background, because it's on speaker, and then they were all in the background. I was like, all right, look, I'm coming home. When I get there, we'll take a look.
Did you drive a little faster?
It was raining. Oh. We couldn't.
Yeah.
It was raining. And plus, yeah, I wasn't like trying to do that.
No.
I mean, I wanted to, but I was like, man.
It's raining. No, if I was and there's nothing you can do.
If I was in the BMW, yeah, I would have done the BMW.
Yeah.
But not the truck. Not the truck. But yeah, I got here, came inside, and I was all like, walked in, they were crying. I was all like, what's going on? They're like, he passed away. I was like, what? And he's right there, like laying down on his blanket.
Oh, was he still warm? He had to have just been, oh.
His eyes were open. I closed his eyes for him. Kind of upset by it. I was so upset by it because what made me so mad was like, he's like, one of the last Chihuahuas that we have from, like, a group of them that we have. Well, one is, but he's not full breed. He's a chug.
So yeah, he doesn't really count.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, his genetics are fucked. And it's whoever doesn't know what a chug is, it's a Chihuahua half pug. So there we go. So back to the story. So I was so mad because I had been wanting to mate him because he was
how old was he again?
He's probably like 12, 13.
Remember, didn't I tell you a few weeks ago? I said, looks like he lost his muscle. And I asked if he was okay. Do you remember? And you said, well, he's old. I wonder if that was something.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Because I remember asking you, like, he used to be super muscular.
Every time I interacted with him, like, he always.
And he would still run around. Yeah, he was still energetic. I'd call him,
come to me, everything. I'll let him lick me in my face. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, it sucked because he's like the last son of my last Chihuahua that passed away. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, we didn't see him pass away because, like, mm-hmm. Homeboy was a blue Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. And if people who don't know what blue is, what's a blue?
Like, pretty much like a, you would call a blue pit bull. Or
so gray for gray. Blue eyes.
Yes. And it was, I don't know how many people have seen him in Chihuahuas. But he was cool as fuck. And he got old. He was pretty much on three legs. And like,
he just
walked off one day, I think, to be honest, because I didn't find him passed away or dead anywhere mm-hmm. around any of the area. I kind of feel like he just like walked off mm-hmm. and was like, it's my time. And like, he just walked to like probably around the corner into like the fields and stuff like that and just passed away, mm-hmm. which is pretty good death.
A good death?
Yeah. Like he was well taken care of and everything, and you know, he just didn't want to put that burden on us. Mm-hmm. You know, he like was like, ah.
You think dogs are like that?
Yeah, animals are like that. Animals are different like that.
Hmm. Well, I was telling you, our Great Dane, she'll be 9 in February. And Great Danes only last 10 to 12 years. They have, because they're just so big, they have a lot of hip issues. And then if you don't, they'll have a lot of, I think it's like neck issues or something, if their bowl isn't elevated, because they have to go down so far. So she has an elevated bowl, like dog food bowl and water. But she's so, what is she? She still plays like a puppy. Like, she runs around.
It's like feeding a giraffe.
She's, yeah.
I can just see it, feeding a giraffe.
She's super tall. She's taller than me.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
She's very big.
But her fucking tail sucks ass.
I know.
She rips that shit around. Oh my God. If you're a baby coming through there, hit with that tail.
when she hides. When I'm like, watch out. Because especially when she's excited, she just runs around. And I'm like, Z, take cover. And she'll go underneath the island. And she just hides. Or she just, you know. We just have to be careful. She's hit like the corner of my wall so many times with her tail that it's knocked off the sheetrock or whatever it is. And then she's made her tail bleed. I'm like, oh my gosh. But anyways, yeah, the tail, and she's but that's pretty good.
It's one time I might not have caught it. Maybe it's been more and I didn't catch it.
I don't know, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, ooh, I've been pretty good.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah. You might have to reload that. But she's going to be nine. She's going to be nine. And we're going to cremate her.
I'm cremating him too.
Are you?
It makes me so mad.
How much is it, if I may?
For him?
For him. And how much do you think he weighs?
He weighed less than 10 pounds, I want to say. But it's costing me like $200.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yes. I was so mad. You know, they can also perform an autopsy if you want. But of course, that costs extra money.
I don't need an autopsy. She's old. Google told me they only live a certain amount of time. I did everything I could to keep her alive longer. I'm going to assume it's just the breed of the dog and old age. That's just what happens. I'm not doing an autopsy. Yeah, she weighs, I think the last time.
Yeah, yeah.
She's about 100.
Like 500 bucks.
She's about 100.
You're spending 500 bucks cremated.
$120.
No. We can do the backyard.
I mean, $120. She's 120 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're spending like 500
120, bucks. 125.
500 plus. Easy.
If I put 200 for him. I would do a tattoo.
Tattoo of a dog?
Of their paw. I could do hers and I could do Nala's. Oh, I also have a Chihuahua.
They actually give you like plasters of their paws.
But I want.
I have Millie's.
The way I have mom and dad's finger thumbprint, I want the dogs. That'd be cute.
It's gonna cover your whole entire back.
No. Her paw's not that big.
She's a big fucking dog.
I know.
She's a good dog.
But just like she is when she likes you.
Actually, she never bothered me. Mm-hmm. I just am careful with her just in case.
Yes.
Just in case.
Because I don't want to have to
like punch your dog and be like,
and if she attacks you, it's because whatever the reason it is, you have every right to, well, not shoot her, but you can punch her. But Z goes and plays with her and you can get in her face. And I told Z, get out of her face. You just never know.
Yeah.
Like, just get out of her face and just don't mess with her so much in her face, you know? So I say the same thing.
Well, this is a little dog. This is a little dog. You can fucking fuck with her face all you want.
Nala? Yeah. Or Chihuahua? No, she'll snap at your finger.
Where is she from? Is she from?
Nala? She is from my friend gave her to me, and my other friend has the dad, and Nala, she looks just like her dad, just like her dad.
So this is what I said.
What? I'm not breeding.
It would have been Apollo and Nala.
No, my dogs have never been breeded. I didn't want, first off, I don't need 9 Great Dane puppies all over my house.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about Nala and
No, everyone wanted me to breed her. Actually, if I would have found a male black and white one or a male blue one, because I've seen those, I would have. Maybe. But just like to have a bunch of puppies and she was a big puppy.
Still have time.
Huh?
Still have time.
I'm not doing that to her. She's old.
Just
I'm not
one?
Doing that to her little, her body.
Just one?
No.
It'll pay you back for her. Oh,
and that's okay. I don't need to be paid.
And it'll take care of the cremation.
Oh, when you put it like that.
No, exactly.
I'm not going to do that. She's too old.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know. You got a lot of movement around this cul-de-sac this week. So what do you have going on next week? Because
we're trapping off this bitch. Trapping.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
See, exactly. That's why you need to look in the words.
But I don't listen to that music.
I don't listen to that music too much too at the same time.
Yeah, but so but then how do you know?
Because I still know.
How do you know? Because you work with a lot of young people.
I work with a lot. Right? I work with young people.
See, no, I don't work with young people.
Not only that, too, at the same time.
Stop spitting. That's so great.
I also have, I mean, where the fuck do I get my weed from? Obviously, my buddy, so.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. He might be trapped.
Does he give you like a vocabulary list of what things mean and what the young people are saying? I don't understand.
He's not
how
too
do you
far
know
younger
that
for me, so huh? It's okay.
That what?
He's not too far younger for me, so.
That's what I'm saying. But how did he teach you that word then?
What do you, it's fucking listen to music.
I don't listen to that kind of music. That's why I don't know it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You listen to any type of music.
I don't listen heard to song, your kind of music.
Have you ever heard the song Bad and Bougie?
Who sings it?
Who sings it?
Okay, who raps it?
Fucking, what's it called? Uzi and fucking, what's it called? They broke up. Fuck, forgot their fucking names.
I don't know who Uzi is.
Just because they broke up.
I don't know who Uzi is.
Uzi? Little Uzi Vert?
Give me another song. I feel like it's Jeopardy. Next question. Who? What else?
Oh, even worse.
That's why I don't know those words.
Well, you should listen to words because sometimes words may save your life.
Or I tell my monitor. Monitor.
I'm just saying like just out in general, like in like life. Like.
That's why I ask, what does that mean? You know what I cannot
you
stand?
They might not tell you what it means.
I cannot.
If they do tell you what it means, it might be the wrong definition.
Well,
like, oh,
I would hope
blah,
I don't.
Blah, blah.
I would hope I don't. First off, what kind of people are you hanging out with that talks slang? Why don't you talk normal? You know, I can't stand when people say,
you know,
what stacks? Isn't stacks like 1,000? Is that what that means?
Stacks
like I got
or
like
racks?
Two. Oh, racks.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. I'm like, just say
$2,000.
The business that I'm in, people
come selling
in.
Heroin.
Sure. I mean, it's like.
It's not mixed with fentanyl. Trust me. It's pure heroin that we get. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. We're not doing this. I already told you.
I know.
And
I had to put that in there.
I know. And so sometimes, you know, you have young people and you can tell what kind of people they are. And they're like, and even just talking, they'll be like, oh, I got like 2 racks.
Well, there you go. Listen to that.
And I'm like, and
oh,
I'm.
You can fuck with them and finesse them.
And so I do is, and I say, you have $2,000? And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You need this much now.
You know,
so
you know,
I just don't like
you,
that.
You know what your problem is?
What?
Yeah, you're not taking advantage of their stupidity.
I am.
No, you're not.
First off, those kind of people, what
you should
are,
be saying is that, oh, what, bro? Can't come up with 4 racks?
Like, why am I going to be inviting that kind of violence?
There's no violence. That shit, whatever you work at, is getting taken care of, boom, paid for, and gone.
You
could be, oh my God.
You have no idea.
No, you could be doing that.
No.
Yes, it's hilarious. And they're stupid. It's going to happen no matter
what. I know that they're
stupid.
No
matter where it's at, it's going to fucking happen because they're stupid.
I could.
They
want to
say
I
have
all this money. I could take advantage of someone's ignorance.
Yeah, why the fuck not? Get a commission out of
Stop
it.
Stop burping.
I'm sorry. Oh, one more.
Joey, that's so gross. I'm not editing anymore either.
Okay,
so
don't edit.
We're not. So okay. Don't say anything dumb. Stop burping.
So get a commission.
So stop burping.
Make that money. And you're good to go.
I get commission and regardless.
And then next thing you know, you'll see that fucking thing right back where it's at and resell it.
That's usually what happens.
Exactly.
We'll see. I'll have to try your method out. I just don't like.
People are stupid.
I know that. I just don't like that language.
Well,
I don't like.
It's only certain words you have to say.
I don't even talk like that. I don't like to talk like that.
It's not hard.
No. Maybe because you're a guy, you can, or, but no, I wouldn't talk like that. Why? No. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just get along with people.
I get along with people too, but I talk to them like, normal.
No, I do talk to them normally too at the same time, but I just, however they start talking, I'm able to like talk to them in the way back, and they're like, oh, that's cool.
I'm very respectful, but I'm not gonna talk like that just to make them feel more comfortable. That's not my job. My job is not to hold someone's hand throughout their life and make their life easy. They need to realize the real world, which is when you grow up, this is not how you're going to be talking for the rest of your life.
And you teach them that by finessing the fuck out of them.
And I teach them that by talking to them like an adult and talking to them like they should be talking to others. No, but it's the truth.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
We'll see.
Can I do part-time over there? Watch me.
No.
Watch me. Watch me.
Really, I don't know him. I don't know him.
Let me do
He's
part-time.
Fired.
Let me do part-time. Let me do part-time.
No.
Watch me.
All right.
Watch me.
What else? Damn. What do you have going on? I'm trying to think of.
Thanksgiving going on.
We got Thanksgiving.
What are you bringing?
I think we're doing a turkey. Well, I'm not.
I thought mom's going to.
Well, mom buys the turkey. We cook. We are frying it. Smoking. I think we're smoking. We're going to bring it over here to fry it. I think that's what we usually do. Are you frying? Oh, wait. Shoot.
Where the fuck is it at?
I think it's at mom's. It is at mom's.
You think or you know?
I think it's at mom's. It's at mom's. I'm going back through my mind text messages. She said, since it's small, it'll be at her house. That helps because grandma's there.
She's still there? Came back?
She never left.
What the fuck happened?
She just, decided to stay.
What? Squatter? That's hilarious. That is pretty dumb.
Gotta.
No, but.
That's hilarious. Now that's funny. so I think, we're smoking the turkey. Mom got it last week and she wanted to drop it off, or she got it on Tuesday and wanted to drop it off. But no one was home. So she, and of course it's, I don't know. She could have dropped it off. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not going to worry.
Boy, who?
Mom, I told you we cook it, but mom is the one that bought it.
Oh, you have it at your house?
I'm literally trying to tell you that. No. She wanted to drop it off, which I don't know why she didn't. She knows the code to get in.
You don't have the house.
No.
How come she knows the code? I don't know the code. I go over there. When I go there to record sometimes.
Yeah.
And fucking, I got a fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know the fucking code.
Your code. I have a new keypad and I'm waiting to
figure it out. Let me know. What the fuck?
I will give you my code, okay? I thought had it.
No.
I thought all y'all
I've never fucking had it.
Our sister has it.
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Well, I don't have your location.
Yeah, that can I have. The only one that has my location is my daughter.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
That's the only person that has my location that needs my location.
What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Ooh. I had a scan done. Well, for one, we talked to the old ladies here, like me. So I had a scan done because I get my hot flashes. And I had blood work and then went over, had an appointment to go through, go over the results. And then while I was there, I got like I had this scan and you stand on it, and it tells you your bone density, it tells you your like BMI, and it tells you all these things. Man, I'm pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how much body fat I have?
How much?
You won't offend me. How much do you think I have?
It's not gonna bother me one fucking
Oh,
bit. What the fuck do I do? I don't even fucking.
I have 20% body fat. That's pretty good.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like you had 20% body fat and like you're mad.
No, why would I be mad?
Cause like, I don't know, football
No, but
players
now it's
and
a
soccer players have
a
like.
challenge. Yes,
No, do
but
not fucking do that.
it's a challenge.
But what are you eating? You're not eating anything good though. You eat
Yes, I
shit.
do. What? What are you talking
You don't
about?
eat meat.
Yes, I do. I eat the leanest ground beef. I eat the leanest ground turkey. I eat a lot of salmon. I don't eat pork. What else?
You like
I eat
fish?
carbs like, yeah, salmon. Salmon. I
What about
like
rainbow trout?
cod. I don't mind. I can eat. I just
Can you cook
tilapia is
it?
not that great.
Can you cook rainbow trout?
I can look up a
What if I bring you some?
recipe. I can bring a recipe. I can look up a recipe. Would you like it air fried? Would you like it in the, would you, how would you like it? I'll look up a
I'm giving it to
recipe.
you for you to eat.
Oh, I thought you wanted to try it. Is
Well,
it
yeah, we can eat
already,
it.
it's already been filleted and all
I'll
that?
do, no, it'll be a whole.
Okay, I don't know how to do all that.
Like it'll like the head'll be off and like you have the whole entire like
Okay.
rest of the body. Of course
Yeah.
it'll be all nice and clean,
I'll
you
try
know.
that.
Yeah.
Let me, what it, okay, just text
Cause
me
I'm
if,
going fishing.
okay, text me the name of the fish so I can look it up and I'll look up a recipe. How many do you have?
We'll catch them.
Oh, you're gonna go, pfft, you don't even have any. Are you saying you're gonna catch them?
Yeah.
Okay, because you didn't do so well
When?
when we went to Corpus with our cousins.
Okay, watch me.
Okay.
Making up for it.
Redemption?
Redemption.
Okay. When are you going?
Thanksgiving morning.
That's right.
Told you.
I forgot.
Yeah, who's going? Get some
I
balls.
don't
Apparently, it's
know.
supposed to be cold. We'll see.
I don't think so. It's supposed to be really nice, like the way it's been mid 80s or 70s. I think it's been like mid
I
70s.
saw 40s in the morning.
I don't know. I
Maybe
saw
warm up to like
50.
70s.
That's, yeah, that's nice
Yeah.
weather. Yeah.
But 40s in the morning.
Okay, well, I'll let you know. I don't know. We'll see. All right.
Tell me your lane without telling me your lane. You wanna go fishing?
I'm lame.
Suck. What the hell?
Right, let's go. I'm ready to go. I'm hungry. Oh, I ran here.
What do you mean ready to go? We're not done yet.
Yeah,
No.
I'm getting hungry already.
Okay.
What? What are we doing? You
We're
know, there was
still
something
trying to
I
go.
was thinking about content, and I forgot what it was.
We need to go back to the coast in the
Yes,
wintertime. In
yes.
December. We can go to the coast in
Or
December.
remember, we were out here Friday. We were here Friday, and we were all talking, and you were like, "How come we're not recording?" What were we talking about?
Going to Japan.
Japan. Yes. So we know the kids are gonna go.
No,
Are
we don't know where the
you?
fucking kids are gonna go. What the fuck are you talking
Your
about?
wife said that they're gonna
No,
go.
who said that?
Your wife.
It's fucking crazy. You listen to her? I ain't paying for that shit. Not unless I go.
I am. Oh, so are you going?
No.
Nope. Well, you had said
I
as
would
long as
have
you get to
I
fish.
would have to, yes.
What? You would have to what?
Ugh, you're so gross. Wiping yourself because you're so sweaty.
I'm
Because you
really
ran.
not
She ran
that.
here. She ran here.
Yeah. It's not the first
Congratulations. I
time.
know it's not the first time, but good deal.
Well, I'm just saying. I hadn't
Maybe
run. I
I
hadn't
should run
run.
to you.
Actually, I was going to ask your oldest if he would do a half marathon with me. So my thought is I would run here, which is about 5 miles. He would take me back, right, which is 10 miles total, and then he would run back, and that completes his 10 miles.
Well, he needs it.
He needs what?
Mean, whatever he can do, because
Does he need to pass a certain running thing or what? And I'm
pretty sure, yes.
I'll have to get with him.
It may be kind of weak, but maybe, you know, improve it for yourself.
The
you know?
Stamina, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I'll ask him and see what he... I was thinking about that when I was running. I'm like, let me...
What's wrong with you? Just call him.
Yeah. But I want it to be for something.
Well, he just run with you if you just want to run. He goes running sometimes.
Does he? Yeah. He still goes to the gym, yeah. Right? Does he run on the treadmill there? Because some people just are like treadmill people. Some people don't like to run on the street.
No. I mean, he runs. He plays basketball.
Yeah, okay. I don't play basketball.
Well, you don't have to play basketball, but like, therefore, like, he's running around.
I could do pickleball.
Pickleball? Pickleball?
No, I didn't say I was good at pickleball, but that sounds very fun.
You play pickleball?
Have you ever played pickleball?
It's like a short tennis game, right? Pretty much.
It is. It's just like, yes, that's all it is. Not a short tennis game, a short tennis court.
Yeah, pretty much.
Game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever done it?
So can you hit the ball hard as fuck if you want?
You could. You might look kind of silly.
Why?
Because you have to hit it.
What if I do hit it?
The first one has to be diagonally.
What if I do that?
Yeah, okay. Which is fine.
Okay. I keep doing that.
It's just that. Well, however, I mean, I.
Do I keep getting points if I keep doing it?
It's kind of like tennis where if they don't hit it back or if it hits the net, then they don't. You might get that point. I don't know. But we usually just play for fun because I don't know how to keep count. I'm usually not keeping count. Like playing volleyball and stuff like that. Sometimes with our sister, we'll go and we'll play. And I don't keep count. I don't have time to keep count. As long as I get it over the net.
What?
Volleyball? Yes.
Not even on volleyball. Still, same thing. Like, you don't want to win?
I'm saying I don't keep count. You don't Everyone else does.
You don't want to win.
No, I do want to win, but I don't focus on keeping count. I am relying on other people on my team.
Well, you
team
should keep count if you want to win. You want to win?
I'm trying to tell you. I'm relying on other people on my team to keep count. I'm also relying on the other people.
How fucked up are you when you're playing?
I'm not. I just don't want to keep count. That's not my job.
But you want to win?
Yes, that's why other people on my team.
You know their count, but keep the count in your head.
I don't really need to. It's for fun. You're the worst. Really care.
Not playing any games with you. Because I know we're going to fucking lose.
And you know, I'm going to be like, that's okay. I don't have to keep count because I know Joey's keeping count.
Yes, I am. I'm fucking pissed off at you.
And I do ask what's the score so I know. I am always, and everyone is good at keeping count. Oh, it's this, it's this. Everyone around me is keeping count. You don't need someone else to keep it in their head. I'm useless for doing that.
I said we stream on Thanksgiving. Just walk around recording.
We could go on a walk and smoke.
Yeah.
And then when we come back. Walk. I know that we can. Yeah. No, it's not going to be here. We're going to be at mom's.
Okay, we can still do whatever the fuck we want.
We could walk. We're going to have
to
walk.
We're not going to fucking, of course, hotbox or fucking shit. But,
no, we can
backyard,
walk
right?
And we can walk with these.
Yes.
I'm not going to do it in the backyard because what if dad doesn't want that? You have to be respectful. We can walk and do it.
We're fine.
No. All right, I'm ready to go because I'm getting cold because I'm still a little sweaty.
You stink.
I got to change.
You shower, please.
I will. All right.
Wash your hair too.
I will. Of course I will. I was sweating.
The split ends. I'm kind of dry there.
I know. I need to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to cut my hair.
What? You need a bob?
Why would I get a bob?
That'd be stupid if you did.
What if I get like a Tina from Bob's Burgers haircut?
I like that.
Okay. I'm ready to go. All right.
You suck. I could go like another hour.
No. All right.
We're only 54 minutes.
That's okay. We'll go ahead and try to do something Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Walk around with a fucking...
Microphone's
on us. Just recording.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Kids, everything. And then everyone might wonder, I see why they're crazy. And that's not even the crazy side of the family.
No.
or loud side. That's the seriously stop burping. That's the quiet. Conservative side.
Not conservative.
Well, not conservative, but for me, where I had to make sure you're, you know, properly dressed, make sure you are presentable, make sure, you know.
What the fuck are you talking about? Where at?
Not you, because you're not, you're a boy. It was okay for you. Me, I had to be careful with, you know.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
One side of the family, you didn't feel you had to, you were more like uptight and more restricted versus another side of the family. You were more free.
Yes and no, but I still do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, all and right, again, guys. That's because you're the boy.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Hello.
Oh, what?
Oh, maybe no. We can get mom and dad together for a little while since they'll be together. And everyone else will be there to keep. You know what? When I went to our sisters, when I went to our sisters on Saturday, they had at the Specs, they have drinks that have THC.
That's THCA. That's that
bullshit. Well, I don't know. But our sister loved it. And she goes, oh, I gave mom some. And I said, really? And mom's like, I don't feel it. I said, well, how much did you give mom? She gave her probably like 3 ounces. I said, that's not going to do anything. Give her a whole one. I'll take a gummy to her. Mom high is funny. Have you ever seen her high?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes. We have smoked together. That's right. Okay. We'll figure that out.
Oh, God. Let me think. I'm going to cook something up good for her.
What? No, we don't want her smoking.
No.
Okay. What do you mean you're going to cook something up
good? I don't know. I was making the mashed potatoes.
You're going to make you're going to make edible mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Just for her.
Don't. No, that's risky with a bunch of kids. If it was no kids, I'd be like, all right.
She'll go to sleep.
It'd be like Russian roulette. Except for dad. Dad would have his whole thing to himself.
She's going to enjoy herself and go to sleep.
That'd be funny. You know what? Okay. I like that idea. All right.
No, okay. We are not dosing. I am not dosing my mom.
We won't. We'll give her. I'll ask if she wants a gummy or we'll try the drink first and see if she likes that. She doesn't want the gummy. But okay. Well, we'll catch up again on Thanksgiving.
I'm making her mashed potatoes.
Okay. Make her mashed potatoes. All righty. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk again. All right. Love you.
Yeah. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.